That was the world's greatest flautist, Sir James Galway, and some of his friends playing a piece called Avondale. Avondale is an estate not too far from where I live in County Wicklow. It was the home of Sir Charles Stewart Parnell, a character from the 19th century. And if ever you get a chance to lay your hands on a book called A Kind of Loving, it tells the story of Charles Stewart Parnell. There we heard Avondale. And now we move from my county, County Wicklow, down to the south to Ireland's biggest county, County Cork. And this is regularly sung at football matches, hurling matches, soccer matches, or even in the pub by all Corkmen. Here's Trudy Lawlor with what's come to be known as the Cork National Anthem. Just want to explain before she starts singing, the Lee is the river on which Cork stands.
Oh, how oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. Here I dream that those joys should decay, when my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the on the banks of my own lovely Lee, where I sported and played 'neath each green leafy shade, on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And then in the springtime of laughter, of my youth, as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers. Then too, when the evening sun's sinking to rest, shed its golden light over the sea. Of my home, lovely Lee. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my home, lovely Lee. Gems shed their light to the world.
the banks of my own lovely Lee. You would not believe how many times in my life I've heard that song sung. Well, you see, the mammy was from Cork. Okay, we're going to change the mood again this time. Bit of a noisy song, this one. I think it's an old sea shanty, and it's sung for us by Briar Folk. It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where are me boots, me nubbin boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels are worn out and the toes are kicked about, and the soul is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where is me short, me nubbin short? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the collar it is torn and the sleeves they are all worn, and the earth is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since horse I came ashore for me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and me head is full of aches. And this time I made a path for when yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the ladies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander.
Far across the western ocean I must wander. All for me grog there from Briar Folk. I've got three emails for this week's programme. I'm dealing with the first one now. And at the risk of repeating myself, this email comes in from Teresa. Teresa is a listener to our programme in Birmingham, in England. She also emails me on my other sister programme, My Kind of Music. But Teresa said, Joe, on the programme a couple of weeks ago, you played Sean O'Shea singing his version of Will You Go, Lassie Go. I hadn't heard him sing that before. Didn't he do it well? Is there any chance you could play it again? Okay, at the risk of repeating myself, as I say, Teresa, and many, many thanks for the nice things you said about the programme. Sean O'Shea, Will You Go, Lassie Go.
Summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme throws around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you will build my love a tower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together
Yes, I agree with you, Teresa. Doesn't he do a wonderful job of that? And I'm ashamed to say that I only have two tracks of Sean O'Shea. And over the next couple of months, I'm going to start looking for more of his material. Of course, his huge hit was On Poker Willa, but that was his version of Will You Go, Lassie Go. And now we're going down to County Waterford. And this is a song that, well, I have a number of versions of. I've decided I'd play this particular version by Noel McLaughlin. And it tells the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
As I rode out one morning, going to Dungarvan Fair, I spied a pretty colleen with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell, and as I overtook her, I asked if she was well. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Before we reached Dungarvan, the girl did at me stare, and asked me why I raised me hat to a tree so old and bare. So I told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster, and Dungarvan would be drowned. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Well, then she started laughing, my face grew very red. She said that only fools believe what those old legends said. Her laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. Before we reached the marketplace, I began to laugh as well. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Now I'm sitting by the fireside in the autumn of my life, And the darling girl I met that day is now me darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke, and it's all because I raise me hat to the old Garvin Oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Garvin Oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Garvin Oak.
Telling us the story, Noel McLaughlin there, of the old Dungarvan Oak, and that's what you get when you raise your hat to a tree. Earlier on the programme, I played Trudy Lawler, if you remember, the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, and one of the main streets in Cork is Patrick Street. And coincidentally, that's the name of this next group that I'm going to play for you now. It's a track called Newmarket Polka. And I defy you to dance to this.
Thank you.
Well-deserved applause there for Patrick Street and their version of Newmarket Polka. And I think the Newmarket referred to there is the Newmarket in County Cork, not the Newmarket in the UK. Now, the second of my emails for this week's programme, and it comes from one of my Irish listeners, Paddy. Now, come on, I'm sure I've got thousands of listeners called Paddy, but this lad lives in Dublin and I know him as a fellow musician. And he says, Joe, I listen to Sounds Irish and I like most of what you play. I play an instrument myself, but I don't play as good as some of the tracks that you play. Some weeks ago, you played a track by the Black Family, and I wonder if you could play another one. I'm a great admirer of Mary Black, of course, as we all are, but we know that she comes from a breed of musicians. Her parents were musicians, and so were her brothers and sisters. So is there any chance you could play for us on Sounds Irish another Black Family track? Of course I will, Paddy, and thanks for the nice things you say about the programme too. This is the very talented Black Family telling us all about the story of Mick McGilligan's daughter, Maggie May. Now, I've been familiar with a song called Mick McGilligan's Daughter, Mary Ann, but take a listen to the Black Family and what they've got to sing about.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Itchicoor girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappie from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. No matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. No matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter. McGilligan's youngest daughter, she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
Paddy, I hope you enjoyed that one, and we'll play some more Black Family tracks in the not too distant future. McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now, here's a bunch of lads who are really very talented. I play them on the programme every so often, but I'm a bit excited because this week I got a new album of theirs. And I'm going to play you a track from it. The track is a track that we all know so well. Well, most of us do. It was recorded by a number of people, including Sharon. Shannon had a go and one or two other people. But listen to how the High Kings treat Galway Girl. And this will set your feet tapping, unless you're driving in the car or in the bath.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, aye. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day, aye. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt hill prom with the gold. I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, but I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
High Kings and their version of Galway Girl. And I think even my guide dog's feet were tapping on that one with a good arrangement there. Now, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a Sonny Knowles track. I think it was When I Leave the World Behind. It was a result of an email I got from a listener who told me I didn't play enough Sonny Knowles. I explained to you all about Sonny Knowles, known as the window cleaner. I'm going to play another track from Sonny now. And this one has happy memories for me. It's a memory jogger because I can remember accompanying Sonny on a number of occasions, and on one particular occasion I played this, I accompanied him singing this particular song, and he made me get up from the keyboard and walk to the front of the stage and take the bow because he was so impressed with what I'd done. But enough of my prattle, listen to Sonny Knowles and his version of My Lovely Rose and You.
The world is always beautiful with someone to share the way. That's how it was when I met you. Each dawn brought a beautiful day. But now it seems to me it's winter where spring used to be. The lovely rose has lost her crimson gown, and autumn leaves have tumbled over town. The skies have changed their shade of blue, and I have lost my lovely world and you. But someday soon the clouds will drift away, and spring will bring another lovely day. When like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my lovely world and you.
My lovely Rose and you from Sonny Knowles. Okay, this time I'm having an unusual song. Well, let me explain. It's about an Irish highwayman. Well, they didn't have many of those. They had lots of them in the UK, I'm aware of that. But in Ireland, we didn't have too many highwaymen. But we did have one very famous one, Willie Brennan. And I let the Clancy brothers tell you all about Willie Brennan on the moor.
It's of a brave young highwayman this story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted, Swiss young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, yes, Willie went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, hand to me that tenpenny as soon as Willie's home. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak for young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, all brave and